staying on top of the latest news about COVID-19 and sifting through information online can be a challenge, especially if you're a teenager. VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports.
Josie Pearson is the kind of person who gets in a question of her own before being interviewed. Almost as soon as the call begins, she asks,
"What is life like as a journalist?"
We're on the phone. She's in the car with her mom, and they're driving through Newport in the dark. It's just after 4 p.m. in early December. Josie Pearson is 15, a 10th grader at North Country Union High School. And I'm the one who wants to ask her a question, precisely because she's 15 and a sophomore in high school. I want to know, do people her age know what they need to know about COVID-19?
Oh, there are so many kids who they just don't know.
She says many of her peers are either uninformed, misinformed, or don't care about taking coronavirus precautions.
They don't necessarily follow all of those guidelines, and they have parties outside of school, and they keep their mask below their nose in the hallways because they just don't know any better.
As for where they're getting what information they do know, Josie Pearson says there are two consistent sources: social media and teachers.
Yep, I'm Amy Alexander, and I am a government teacher at North Country Union High School.
That's Josie Pearson's history teacher. Talking about current events has always been a normal part of Alexander's classes, but sharing news about the pandemic and Vermont health guidelines feels different.
It's just that this information is critical to people staying alive.
Because high schoolers, even if they are at lower risk of suffering the worst effects of COVID-19, can still contract the disease. And as Health Commissioner Mark Levine has said,
the adolescent population we kind of regard as like the adult population in terms of their ability to be able to transmit the virus.
But not all teens have a reliable way of getting information. Principals and superintendents often send out newsletters to families, but no one is required to tell students anything. Ted Fisher is with the Vermont Agency of Education.
We do a lot of work to share resources with schools. We don't tell schools what to tell their families.
Amy Alexander thinks that without teachers like her, some teenagers wouldn't be getting public health information. When new health guidelines came out in mid-November banning multi-household gatherings, many of her students didn't hear about it until she brought it up in class. So she says that while this probably shouldn't fault the teachers,
we don't have another avenue to get the information out.
Us as their teachers and the people that they see on a regular basis are the ones that they kind of rely on for that information.
Kyle Bursing is an English teacher at Hazen Union High School in Hardwick. While he feels confident talking to students about things like sentence structure, he's less well-versed in the questions students come to him with, like, what's the science behind social distancing? But he feels an obligation to try to have those answers.
So yeah, in order for us to do our job the best that we can, we want to try and keep our building open, which means instructing kids about the guidelines and what to do.
Bursing has seen some students resist those health guidelines.
You know, expressing the views that they didn't believe in this and they thought I was going to go away November 4th and those kinds of things.
On a daily or even hourly basis, he sees students walking through the hall with their masks slipping down more and more.
You'll make eye contact with them and they'll be like, oh, are you going to call me on it now or what?
He remembers repeatedly talking to one student, and eventually the reminders turned into a conversation.
Those are the conversations where it's, really important to not shut the student down, but also open up why do I have to keep telling you this? What's going on?
North Country history teacher Amy Alexander says that lately some students have been coming to class with misinformation about the coronavirus vaccine.
Like, no way, I'm not getting a vaccine. And how could they make a vaccine that quickly? And it can't be safe. There's that kind of information.
10th grader Josie Pearson has been learning about reliable sources in class.
Most people might definitely just get their information off of Instagram and don't evaluate it. They just kind of believe what they see.
And she's getting into following the news.
I'll read articles that, I find that are trustworthy about Phil Scott and whatever.
Several teenagers told VPR that they hear about COVID-19 from a mix of parents, teachers, and social media. The Vermont Department of Health does market directly to young adults on almost all social media platforms, according to a spokesperson. But actual teenager Josie Pearson hasn't seen any of that. Her suggestion?
Healthcare professionals, maybe they should make a TikTok with like a dance to reach out towards the kids. I don't know. I mean, I would definitely watch it.
And along with that, she thinks teachers should share more information, especially now as cases are rising and herd immunity from vaccination is many months away. Or, as she put it, we are literally in the middle of a global pandemic. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.